Blog Talk Radio.
Doctoring in the house.
your friends, make it to your funeral. Not even all your friends, make it to your funeral.
They say when you're gone, you're gone. You're gonna live your life. Everything's a go tonight, there ain't no red light. If you like it, gon' try it, gotta do it right. Thought I told you once before, I ain't about that life. That feeling you feeling is never fulfilling. And friends you around will never be found when you dropping the ceiling. Now how you was getting is gone. Tell me I'm wrong, I prove that I'm right. But things in my past, it wants to be last. It loves to haunt me at night. Cause they want me back in that old life. But all the shade won't block his life.
Nobody even noticed that I changed. Soon as I mention the name of Jesus, they all become estranged. I'm changing my lifestyle, next thing you know, they're just walking away. But that is okay, cause I got Jesus when I'm walking through this maze. There's gotta be a way to deliver the message of the gospel to these people, cause they just don't know. Anytime I mention the gospel, they won't receive it, cause I'm setting the ways and they won't let it go. They don't stand a fighting chance. Jesus is our life advance. He's saving souls and making them clean. He can do it for you too, that's a snap.
From Final Reflect Entertainment, and we're going to go to the line with our featured guest, Doctorin from Final Reflect Entertainment. Doctorin, are you there with me, man?
What's up, what's up, what's up, Doctorin and the Heezy, man? What's up?
What's going on, my friend? How you doing?
You know, I'm recuperating, man. I got to recuperate after that Thanksgiving. You know what it means.
You know? I tell you, man, I got to recuperate, too. Look, I done went to Winston-Salem, North Carolina with my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, and I already had a whole group of people over here with my sister coming down, my mother. Then I go over there, get me a big old turkey leg, because, see, I can't just eat the little breast like, you know, I got to do it big. I got to eat the whole leg. Everybody looking at me like, are you really going to do that? I was like, yeah, because you said I can do it. Now, you know, I'm the type of person that if you ask me if you want something, I'm going to tell you yes. So don't take it back. Like, you can go in the refrigerator or you can get this. I said, okay, because you gave me permission. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But, man, look, it's great to have you here, man. It's great to have you as a featured guest on our show, and it's an honor. It's truly a blessing by the Lord to have you, bro.
Oh, no, man, just a blessing to be on here. It's the first time on the network, so I'm kind of excited. Just want to say what's up to everybody out there, and if I could swagger jack my man, Brother Minister, for a second, salute.
Yes, Brother Minister. Shout out to Brother Minister. Shout out to the whole Final Reflect Entertainment family. shout out to even Orlando, all those people connected to this great man right here, Doctor. So, Doctor, tell me, what's your testimony?
Man, see, that's an interesting one, man, because my testimony comes from many, many different angles, man. You know, coming up, I was never really into the whole religious aspect of life. I was more interested in just, you know, living me and doing me, and it's all about me. Forget you. Just worry about me. And,
right.
You know, it just growing up in a non-Christian home, it kind of gives you that opportunity to really focus on that lifestyle. And it wasn't until I was an adult when I found Christ. And you know what? It wasn't until recently this year where I really started reflecting on everything I've been through from, you know, really the small things from being bullied as a child to, you know, things as an adult where nobody's really trying to lend a helping hand when you really need it. And you can sit there and lie your pants off and everybody will help you. But when you actually need it for something honest and true, everyone's hearts are closed. So, you know, I would say in a nutshell, man, my testimony is, you know, a lot of the things that you guys are going through, I've been there. I've done that. I can feel your pain, and I really want to relate to you. But there's no reason that we need to be completely serious about it because people, you know, they really take the gospel so seriously. It's like a scholarship to them. And I want to show that, man, God is a fun and loving God. You know, I want to show that he got a fun side, too. You know, I'm pretty sure God likes to laugh, too, you know. And so, you know, coming up with those really bad things of being bullied, always being pressured, peer pressured, you know, and whether it be alcohol or drugs, which I did fall into alcoholism for a long time, in those different aspects. You know what? I'm still thankful and blessed that I could still come out to be a man of God and look back at those things and laugh, man, because there were some hard trials and hardships, but you know what? God just healed the pain like that.
And that's good, Doc, because, see, I come from that same background of alcohol. I actually suffered struggling with alcohol at the age of 13 years old. I used to hang around a lot of older guys in my neighborhood. And my first alcoholic beverage was a bottle of Old English.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know about that. That's old school. Old English, and it was really beer. It's not, doesn't have a lot of alcohol. But once I took a sip of that, then it got consistent. And then I found myself going into a lot of other things. But, you know, one thing that you said, man, you know, we're created in the image of Christ. So, you know, a lot of people might think that God is just this hard, stone cold God is like, hey, you better do this like I tell you, boy. You know what I mean? But God is a fun, he's loving, he's also a God of discipline. But at the same time, God is, we're made in the image of Christ. And so as being in his image, like you said, you know, we can relax knowing that now that he has always been with us when we were rolling the blunts, when we was watching the pornography, when we was on the street, wherever walk of life you come from. And so that's just a blessing, man. And so, again, where did the name Final Reflect come from? I think you touched on it, but just tell our audience, where did that name come from?
Right, well, Final Reflect started with me and my little brother G-Top, which was featured on my first album. And we decided after a while to just do music on our own because we were trying to really we tried to work with other labels. We tried to really just mimic everyone else, and it really wasn't working. And so going with our own direction, we were sitting there for a while just plotting and coming up with ideas for names. And, you know, I'm just thinking Final Reflect Entertainment, after doing a lot of research on the internet and, like, Googling it, Binging, Facebook, whatever, couldn't find anything similar to it. And I'm like, man, it's got to have a meaning to it, though. I don't want to just have a cool-sounding name. And so, you know, I really put the meaning to it to whereas, when you join Final Reflect, whether you're an artist, a radio host, an author, whatever the case may be, you get one time to take that final reflection on your past sins, your failings, your fallings, and all those things which you know, you're just feeling ashamed of. You get one time to look back and feel bad because from thence forward, you're working for God and you're moving forward, and that past has nothing to do with you anymore.
That's beautiful,
and
man.
So I believe it was December of 2012 is when we launched the name, made the Facebook page, and started going all out.
That's awesome, brother. Look, my friends, my family, check out Final Reflect Entertainment. Check out Doctor and his music. You can go to www.soundcloud.com/final-reflect. We're going to take a break, but we're going to go to my man Doctoring and another one of your tracks called Baby Steps featuring your boy G-Top, who you were talking about. So check it out.
D.O.C. G-Top. What's up, man?
Drop it on
I take my life one step at a time. Baby steps is what it take, yeah, that's fine. Got a coffee walk, taking all this info in. Related to my personal life. Gotta fill up with all of the scriptures so I can come by and give to y'all. If I don't, all I would preach is false, and that's not all. I'd be making a mockery out of the gospel. And if I did that, how could I help lost souls? That's what the Bible's for, ain't it?
Yup.
So God made it possible to believe in the strength that God has made. When the day turns to light, then you'll see. Next step is to God. Thank you, Christ, for God and man.
I take my life one scripture at a time. First give glory to the man on high. Having you is so divine.
Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, all baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps, all baby steps.
Communication is the key to all relationships that don't exclude God. Let's take it back to the basics. I done made it this far on my journey and I'm thankful, Lord. Sometimes my prayer life is lacking.
Feels like the world on my back is just cracking.
Have patience, Lord. I'm trying to better myself so I can make it. I'm not forsaken. Even when I'm on the go, you have your ways to let me know that you want to have a talking relationship.
Just wait a minute. Slow down. Let me take care of you now. And don't fret. Let me handle your problems, cause you know I can solve them.
I know, Lord, I'm perfectly flawed, and I try to follow you every time you call. But with all that's around telling me not to, they won't prevail because I follow the Father.
Follow the Father.
And your love is much louder.
And your love is much louder.
And the world will just shatter.
And the world will just shatter.
I take my life one scripture at a time.
At a time.
First give glory to the man on high.
Man on high.
Having you is so divine.
So divine. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, all baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps, all baby steps.
What's up, bro?
Him? Little man.
Yo.
All we trying to say is you need to take baby steps, you dig?
Yeah, I dig. Rome wasn't built in a day.
One small leap for man is a giant leap toward God.
And I'm ready to take that leap.
I take my life one scripture at a time.
At a time.
First give glory to the man on high.
Man on high.
Having you. It's so divine.
So divine. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, all baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps, all baby steps.
Baby Steps by Doctor and featuring G-Top Doc. That's one of my favorite tracks, man. I mean, you got a lot of favorite tracks that I have, like, basically mostly all of them. That is me. And but I love your music, man.
I was everybody's favorite from the first album, man. And they say that it really gives a testimony. And you know what? That testimony even speaks to me today. You know, I always try to take the quantum leap, man, and try to take, like, 5 steps forward in the ministry, and I got to back up and take these baby steps toward God.
That's it, man. You know, somebody used to say this. They said that, let me make sure I get this right. They said, you got to eat something small before you can swallow the whole elephant. And so, obviously, like he's saying, that's I don't know, that's one of them old school sayings. You know, my mama was born like in the 1940s times. So, you know, she used to tell me all these remedies. And it was true. You know, I used to look at my mom like, Mom, what you talking about? But now as I got older, I understand, like you're saying, you're taking baby steps. And even in this walk with Christ, man, we are not perfect, but we are made perfect through Christ. And each and every day that we walk, like you're saying in this song, it's through your ministering to the people, telling them, look, if you fall, get back up, repent, and move forward. Don't beat yourself up. Don't let the enemy beat you up, but you can move forward in this life. And that's why I really love this song, because it really ministers to me, even in my situation, things that I go through.
Man, I really appreciate that. I do.
Yeah, man. But once again, we're back on Final. We're Final Reflect Entertainment on Renew Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P, here with Doctrine, CEO, artist, man of God of Final Reflect Entertainment. And Doc, I just want to talk about what's going on in music, in the music industry in today's society. So your opinion,
right,
how do you think the influence of hip-hop, R&B, and rap music has affected our youth and young adults in today's society, man?
Man, I could hit that from about 20 different angles, but I think, you know, mainly hip-hop, rap, and R&B has become one of the most popular genres of music today, and it's one of the easiest to actually understand and comprehend, mainly because most of the rap, hip-hop, and R&B out there are secular. You know, it doesn't really, and I ain't trying to bash on anybody when I say this, but, you know, secular rap and hip-hop really doesn't take any talent, man. You know, I'm sitting there, you don't really need skill for new rap. You just say a bunch of random stuff, make up your own slang, and it sounds cool. And, you know, people pick that up. And with the messages purveyed and the way that the messages are purveyed, people have the opportunity to really take that to heart, especially growing up as a, you know, maybe like middle school to even high school, really take that to heart. And with going with the change of your maturity, in your life and going through that change into adulthood, it really affects your mindset. And so it becoming so popular, I remember, I remember I was with my grandmother riding in the car, and I grew up on country music. Now, I never was a country boy, but I grew up on country music, and, you know, I was doing my thing with the guitar and whatnot, and, you know, everyone was ranting and raving about Eminem and Ludacris, and I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are, but they sound stupid. And so, you know, we were driving in the car one day, and I asked my grandmother to switch the station, and I was in a grade school. And so we switched it, and I found a Ludacris song. It was a sexual song, but I'm sitting there jamming to it like, yeah, I like this kind of stuff. And it really had a big influence on me because it was easier to get. I didn't really have to know how to sing. All I had to do was say a bunch of words, get it. And then the whole secularity of it when it comes to the explicit content really grabs a hold of the flesh and becomes extremely appealing and really tries to keep you, you know, hooked in and really tries to get you started on something you really don't need to be. And so I feel like it has a really big influence because of the contents and the style of the music. And I feel like it's really harmfully affecting today's youth because of the content. And we're making up for it a bit in Christian hip-hop, Christian rap, Christian R&B, especially those of us, and I say us because I try to now, but those of us who really try to take a secular sound into our music and make it all about Christ. So we're really trying to influence the children to go a different path with their musical selection and a different path in life and cause inspiration. But overall, I feel like we are outmatched, like 20-1. So we need to get more people. We need to save more souls, get them down with the Christ, and really focus on today's youth, because a lot of these kids don't even know better. You know, the parents aren't really paying attention. So when they go through that change and start acting up and acting out, if it's not toward the parents, they don't care. And so it's really not a good situation. So I think really we should focus a lot more attention on the youth and figure out how we can inspire them to do better and actually consider God in their lifestyle.
And I agree with you 100%, Doc. You know, me personally, I grew up on R&B, like rap, like Biggie, R. Kelly, Tupac, things of that nature. And one thing that I see here in today's society with hip-hop and R&B, I noticed that even for me, whatever I listened to, I actually went out and did as I got older. So if it was about popping bottles, I was popping bottles in the club. Didn't even know what popping bottles means. But when I seen the videos, when I would listen to what they were doing, I had the action to go out there and do it as a youth. Because whatever environment that you bring it, you know, my wife is a school teacher. And she tells me this all the time. She says, half of those kids don't know their ABCs, but they can tell you a whole rap song.
Yep.
They can do the nay-nay and say the nay-nay. But,
you know, that's a question I got before. What is the nay-nay? Everyone keeps raving about it. I don't know what it is.
You know what? I couldn't even tell you. But some of my family members were doing the nay-nay, and it seemed like they driving, and then they're popping. I don't even know what it is. But my kids in the school system, where at Gifford County in North Carolina, they will know, they can do the nay-nay all day for you, man. And I'm like, okay. So after you do the nay-nay, read this paragraph for me. And so I feel that, like you said, we need to get our music, even as we say, hip hop and R&B artists, from a perspective of bringing it out to the youth to show that it's not about money, cars, and clothes, because all that is good, but it won't bring you true happiness. But it's only from a renewed standpoint. It's from a renewed mindset, because, you know, both me and you, we come from that side. We just had an undeniable experience with Jesus Christ, and now we're taking the gifts that he has given us to put it out there to the masses. And I think that's so great, man, just for what you and Final Reflect and even all the other artists are doing out here. And so this brings me to another question. What makes Christian music Christian and secular music secular? Because what if you have an artist that is, for example, I remember R. Kelly made this song called You Saved Me. And it's like he was telling testimonies of things that he had went through. And God saved his life. Jesus Christ saved his life. But then, that was the single. Then he makes another song called Ignition and Booties Are Shaking. So then I was confused. I was like, okay, which one is which? I mean, because a brother don't know, you know. So that means I can go up in the church, and this is what I did. I can go up in the church with my mama on Sunday, praise the Lord, and after that, I'm rolling me a blunt on the back. It's like, yeah, thank you, Jesus, for this earth, from the ground you made. So what makes Christian music Christian and secular music secular, man?
You know what? I ran into that growing up, man. Kanye West came out with a song called Jesus Walks. And I'm like, even till today, I listen to that song. I'm like, man, he's telling a testimony. I dig what he's trying to do. And then he comes out with, I think it was an album called Yeezus or something, with him sitting there mocking God with his apparel and with the devil sitting at his right side or something. I'm like, man, I think in that particular case, man, artists just use it as a propaganda to capture the attention of gospel interested people and people who are really 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 into gospel music, and you know, they capture their attention, man, this is cool, and then they check out my other stuff. You know, it could lead them down a wrong path, or they could just stop listening to them, but it does get a lot more attention from a different audience. But I don't personally like using the term Christian music, because I mean, if you're a Christian doing music, I guess by term that'd be Christian music. So I say gospel music, because it's the music that actually spreads the ministry of the gospel, tells your testimony about you in an intimate relationship you have with Christ. It tells the journey that you went through. It tells your testimony, your opinions, your thoughts concerning modern-day situations. And I really feel like to really make gospel music, you've got to make Jesus the forefront of your content. If it's like, I went through this, I'm not this because I'm this. I'm the minister. I'm the rapper. I'm the one rep in Christ, and I'm this because I'm not that. I'm like, all right, but where's God in that? We understand. Right. I mean, that's a good intro for one song. You're introducing us of what you are and what you're not. So we got it straight from the get-go. But to really put God in your music would really separate from the secularity, because secular music is pretty much anything that is not related to Christ when it comes down to it. But in a nutshell, I guess what people would take it as these days is anything that has to do with sex, drugs, rock and roll, and anything that has to do with anything that's not with the Christ or with the cross, and everything that would be wrapped up from the flesh or from the devil, that would be secular music. But it gets to a broader range, you know, like love songs that's not about sex. People can write, there was this one dude with a really deep voice, I think he was like 14 years old, made a song called Chocolate Rain.
Right.
Have you heard of that song?
I don't know. I got a little bag. I heard of Candy Rain, but not Chocolate Rain.
No, this dude had like a voice deeper than Isaac Hayes, you know, Chocolate Rain. I'm like, man, what the heck? And he's talking about Chocolate Rain. It's raining chocolate. It had nothing to do with nothing. By literal terms, that's secular music, but I don't see nothing wrong with that. He's just being goofy and funny. So, you know, that by literal terms is secular music, but it's not bad secular music that gets you wrapped up in the flesh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's so great, Doctor. You know, the word in 1 Samuel 16 and 7 talks about exactly what you were saying. You have to keep Christ at the forefront of it, because that's what brings the transformation. It said, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So even in your music, the Lord is looking at the heart, and God knows the heart. So even when we are ministering to the youth out here, you know, some of the youth can look at you like, man, you're just doing that. You're just religious. You just say you're a Christian. You ain't really a Christian. But it's the power of God, because a lot of times you can look at, just because I say I have Christian music, it ain't going to really matter. If I'm sitting here beating my wife, if I'm cussing out everybody, the things that you don't see, but the Lord sees, I have no power in that. So the power that will bring Christ at the forefront is not really there in my music, because I'm not really living it when you don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's so awesome, man. But we're going to take another break, man, going to one of your awesome tracks once again here on Renew Radio. This broadcast is brought to you by Sunshine Embrace Learning Center. We are transforming minds and igniting lives. Sunshine Embrace. But we're going to go to your hit single, and me and some of my family members is rock to this. It's called Dewey Namja. Y'all check it out.
Yes.
Here on Renew Radio.
God is my faith, stand alone in this mainframe.
Do we Namja?
Don't you worry about no fame, man.
Jesus is the name, man.
I don't reflect in the tame.
Got my family right here, and they all doing the same thing.
Hey, I'm just trying to get you, man.
Just to tell you how the faith stays straight in dark days. Don't seem right,
but you ain't been through the same thing.
But it makes sense when your spirit starts to change, man.
No, I'ma give it, don't miss it. I give it all till I'm finished. I'ma keep sitting what's written up in the law. This love really has no limit. We're made in his image. I have redemption through his forgiveness. I'm on a mission like Paul. Do we Namja? I'ma let the bomb drop. I am the amnesia, and I'm proceeding at this nonstop. Sorry, I won't fold. I will not drop. The old me is stripped like a car in a chop shop.
Namja, Gali Papa propaganda. I keep it 100, no actor. This lyrical extravaganza moves from the US to Ghana. I won't stop this movement, Black Panther. Brother man, Jesus is the answer. I choose the light for the bandana. God put me on to cure the cancer. I go through ups and downs, doesn't matter. I leave all my problems to the master. Gotta do work, climb the ladder. Even if my whole world shatters. Whoa.
Translation,
just do it, man.
Even if you have to get down and dirt
like a sewer man,
it don't really matter where you from.
If you living in the mansion or you represent the slum,
Real talk, what the business is. God can work you out like a fitness instructor. High no ganja, listen to the word.
Do we namja?
Do we namja? Yes, I do. We following the leader, no two, one fool. Break by the cielo como with night two. But the DPM, that's my crew. The only true king, his name is Jesus. Call me crazy, loco, yes, it's true. Flow so mysterious, call me Scooby-Doo. Sword double-sided, I only speak the truth.
Do we namja? Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Do we namja?
Final reflect in the chain chain.
Final reflect in the chain chain. That was another hit by Doctrine. Do we namja? Now see, Doctor, with your creative abilities, tell the fans out here, what does Dewey Namja stand for?
Yes, I've taken into a second language, Korean, for a couple of years now, and it's been going dreadfully slow, but, you know, I'll eventually get it. But no, Namja is the Korean word for man, guy, boy, whatever the case may be, however you use it. But in this term, it's man, and literally Dewey is a word that I literally just made up to sound like do it. So the whole name would translate to do it like a man. And the whole song's concept is, you know, just chuck it up, stand tall, no matter what the world and the devil throws against you and throws in front of your path to make you stumble and fall. And just be a man about it and preach the gospel. Just keep going. Do it like a man. Do we namja.
That's it, man. That's so awesome. So what are the next projects you're working on, man? What can we look forward to from Final Reflect Entertainment in 2016?
Man, we have a lot going on. We really do. We recently just started a radio network, and we actually, the first show that we have is called One. It's from Orlando, and it's the same Orlando from the Orlando Presents Network. And we just signed on New Rev to represent the Paradigm Gospel Music Charts. And with my show Zero Hour, you know, we're starting to kick it off, and we're looking to get a few more shows starting in January to really just try to have one show a day and, you know, really kick it off. And each show would have its own theme and whatnot, its own music brand and whatnot. We also are in the works of 6 albums to come out next year, as opposed to the one album everyone's used to. Just for me this year, we have signed a few artists, and, you know, we have several musical projects coming out, including the One Way Project, which is the same audiobook that everyone should know by now by name. But if not, we're always looking for new artists and voice actors to come into that. But, you know, music-wise, we're looking at 6 albums to be released next year.
Cool,
and that doesn't include
cool.
That doesn't include just my little side projects that I might do here and there. And in addition, the new step that we're taking is, if everything works out, Lord willing, obviously, my book should be finished by, I'm looking probably at August next year, if everything goes right. And we'll be publishing it from Final Reflex, so we'll also be a book publishing sentiment as well.
And so where can our fans listen to your shows, Orlando, Zero Hour, and One? What are the times that they can catch you doing that?
Everybody, the easiest way to do it is to catch us at facebook.com/finalreflect. We post everything on there. You could also check it out on Twitter. It's just @finalreflect. Our website is funnelreflectent.wix.com/FREINC. And, you know, you can find us, like my man Sam P here said earlier in the show, you can find us on SoundCloud. And, you know, we're just jumping all over the place trying to really, really work hard to spread out to everybody and, you know, really touch everybody where they live with the gospel, man. So if there is a a social media that you guys out there think that we should do it, or if you guys want to say what's up or you guys want to work together, just hit me up at finalreflect@outlook.com, and I check it at least twice a day.
Yes, yes, definitely. Any artist, definitely connect with this man. I guarantee you, by the grace of God, that just the connection will change your life just like it's done mine. This is Renewed Radio. We're going to go to the lines. If you got any questions, please call in. The number is 917-889-7068. So we're going to go to the line. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the line. What's going on? 704-565-9025. Caller, you're on the line. Hello? Oh, well, I guess that caller ain't on the line.
Somebody was doing laundry.
You got any questions? Yeah. you got any questions? Please call in. Ask your questions. Any questions for doctoring? Anything that you want to ask him? Call in. Oh, we got another caller on the line. 336-749-0442. Caller, you're on the line.
Yes, I was just calling in to say how much I did enjoy the show tonight. It's awesome that you guys are out there doing a great thing for the community, and our prayers are with you.
Thank you very much. Name, I really do appreciate that.
You guys are doing an awesome job.
All right. Thank you. Caller. Where are you from?
Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina, representing Winston-Salem. I want to give a shout-out to, once again, I think I already gave a shout-out to him, but my mother-in-law and my father-in-law from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, represent Winston-Salem, Winston-Salem, State Rams, ain't they Rams?
Rams,
okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good night.
God bless you. All right. So we are winding down here on our show. We thank you all for tuning in. But before we leave, Doc, man, is there anything else you want to let our fans know about Final Reflect Entertainment, any current events, like next week, coming soon, before 2016?
Yes, we are working on a little bit of a Christmas banner, but we're also working on a couple of giveaways. So if you guys come and check out our page, you know, don't forget to like it. You know, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and we're going to be telling a lot more about that as the next couple of weeks go on. And, you know, we just finished up our one show earlier this evening, and so the next show would be, was it Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Sorry, I had to think for a second. you guys can check out the Paradigm Gospel Music Chart Show, where they're going to be playing a whole variety of music from different artists from around the world. So, yeah, definitely check that out. And if you guys are interested in being radio hosts, or, you know, you want to do some projects, we can start working on it right now, Lord willing.
Yes, do that. And, you know, let's go out here for the glory of God, talking to all my artists who are going for the glory of God, who, you know, God has changed your life. Let's go beyond the four walls. Let's go to the streets. Let's go to the jails. Let's go to the hood. Let's go to the ghettos, because those people need us. It's not that they don't want the gospel. It's that we got to start being religious about it and just be real. Go out and invite some of them out to eat with you, man. Pay for a meal.
Yes.
Instead of going to get them joints. Okay, I don't even want to go there. But
I feel you. I agree.
Let's continue to do it.
Yeah, bless somebody else, pay for their meal, get them something to eat. Hey, get me something to eat. I'm hungry. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, you know, give me a sticker.
But definitely bless somebody.
You know?
Bless somebody.
Well, look, thank you all for joining us here on Renew Radio and Doctoring. Thank you so much. Check us out on Wednesday.
Thank you.
God bless you.